welcome to the Caregiver Smile Summit, Ken Biddix. We're going to be talking about tools to help you digitally organize your caregiving life. It's something that's very important to do. Ken is no stranger to developing tools that can enhance your life. He's taken three companies public, two of them technology businesses. He co-founded a company called Ebix, which is a leader in automation for property and casualty insurance agents and brokers. That company has a global footprint with over 4,000 clients, including 9 of the 10 largest international insurance brokerage firms and over 190 of the top 200 independent insurance brokers in the U.S. Ken used his IT knowledge and his wife, Debbie, who we also interviewed for the summit, all of her intellectual property to help launch Digital Life Cloud, a secure platform where you can store your vital information and precious memories. And just for sake of transparency for our viewers, Ken and I are in a business relationship together, and we don't mean this to be a Digital Life Cloud commercial, but we do want to talk about the concepts behind it and the importance to digitally capture your life, because it can save your life, it can save you money, it can save you hassle and headaches. So Ken, welcome to the Caregiver Smile Summit.
Thank you, Anthony.
All right, so why don't we just jump in and tell people what this Digital Life Cloud is and what it's all about?
Well, Digital Life Cloud is what I term as the caregiver's best friend. It's a cloud-based platform that enables people to have virtually every aspect of their life captured in the system, and the information can be made available to medical professionals when needed, when an emergency arises, when there are fires, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and so on. It has information on the household, legal information, on and on and on. So we tried to make it as comprehensive as we could, so it would be a one-stop shopping kind of system where people would otherwise have to go to 4 or 5 or maybe more different websites to be able to capture anywhere near the equivalent information. And the information can be shared. Emails of documents can be sent out when needed. So for example, in the medical world, if you're needing second opinions, consultations, you can send the documents ahead of time. Typically, that's required when you're going to a major medical institution to have the records reviewed and a second opinion given. So it makes it very simple and easy for people. For caregivers, they can be given access to the relevant information for their job. So the medications, the person's schedule, their life story, information, all that can be made available to the caregiver. So that experience is enhanced and caregiving can really be done at the highest possible level.
Right. And it's a cloud service that people are familiar with, but it has a whole organizing structure that really can simplify your life, from what I can see. So caregiving has typically been aided with paper. Copies of prescriptions, medical reports, they're scattered all over the place. What gave you the idea to seek caregiving assistance through digital means?
Well, the answer to that goes back quite a number of years. My late wife, and I guess this happens to everybody, it's unexpected, but she was diagnosed with inflammatory breast cancer, which is a very fast-moving, very difficult kind of cancer to treat. At that time, the average life expectancy was about 3 months. So that's a blink of an eye. We decided to do anything and everything we could to extend that time frame as long as possible, because we had 3 children at home. And every month, every year really mattered in their lives. So at the time, I was CEO of a company, and we had customers in the United States, Canada, Europe, And at that particular moment, we were doing a joint venture in Japan with Mitsubishi. So I actually needed a system to use for work as well as home and all of those issues while we were traveling to various institutions to do the best job we could in caring for my wife. So at the time, I looked at what available tools there were, found that they were very sparse, very rudimentary, and not very satisfactory. So that's kind of when the light bulb went off in my head that my experience was not unique to me alone, that many other people would have similar experiences and be similarly unequipped to deal with them. Right. So at that point, I started with the concept of Digital Life Cloud, which we've carried through to now, and it's very rich in content. And as I say, it covers virtually every aspect of a person's life, not only a person, but all their family members. So where most of these software and other competing products that may even do only a fraction of what Digital Life Cloud does, they also are single user systems where ours enables every member of the family and extended family to have information recorded and stored and made available.
Right.
You never know when something will strike another family member.
Sure. And having that all documented and certainly is going to help. So it was born of necessity, more or less. And so you are also left, as a widower with three children. And I understand you have more caregiving experience. What were those experiences and how did you use the digital tools to help?
Well, after I remarried, it was, again, the unexpected struck. And Debbie's sister, my sister-in-law, had cancer at a very young age, 28. And over the next 30 years, it had reoccurred several times. And what had originally been breast cancer became ovarian cancer, became peritoneal cancer. So all of that was caregiving for her and trying to deal with her medical records and her needs as my sister-in-law. And then when my father-in-law had early Alzheimer's and came to live with us, again, we were into a caregiving experience there. Then my own father had early Alzheimer's and came to live with us. So the caregiving continued. So for a number of years, we were totally immersed in caregiving. And that, of course, helped us in understanding the needs of the caregiver and of being able to flesh out Digital Life Cloud so it would meet those needs. And all of the kind of things we encountered in our experiences are really embodied in the system, which is why I term it as the caregiver's best friend.
Gotcha. Now, I know personally that you have your own health challenges. So how do you use the digital tools right now in your own life to make your life easier?
Well, the basic thing that I use, truthfully, I mean, I have other areas of the system, but I'm heavily focused on the medical areas. And as I think you know, there are many medical silos out there, as we call them. They don't communicate with other silos. They contain information unique to that particular hospital or doctor or lab and the care that was provided in those facilities at a moment in time, but they don't have the entire health history and story of a person. So I have used Digital Life Cloud to gather the relevant, important information from all of these silos, put it into my Digital Life Cloud account, and I'm really the keeper of the only complete medical record of my life and of all of the health issues that I've experienced. And interestingly enough, 2 days ago, one of the hospitals I'd been dealing with for quite a lot in the last 3 or 4 years, I went to a new area of the hospital and discovered there's yet another silo. And this is a silo within a silo. So it's another thing and another place to gather information from. So that's the way I primarily use it. And it's been incredibly useful and invaluable to me. Because what happens with doctors, and you've probably seen this or heard about it, Anthony, but if they don't have a complete, accurate health history and medical information, they either guess at the missing information or they order redundant tests to fill in the missing blanks. So if you just say, oh, well, I had that scan done 3 years ago in such and such a city or place, there, if you don't have the report, you don't have the information to put on their desk in front of them, then they say, oh, well, never mind, I'll just order another scan. So it drives up the cost of care, takes more time, more wear and tear on the body. So I've tried to circumvent all that to the maximum extent I've been able to.
Yeah, and I think you hit on the main thing was it's a complete record, because I have, you know, a tool from my large health system here in the Carolinas, and it's very good for what I do within that system, which is my doctor and if I need the hospital. If I go to my eye doctor or my dentist, I have no portal, I have no access, I don't have any records there to complete the picture. And with digital tools that you control, you can have the whole record there. And keep it in mind that, you know, if you should lose anything or the house, you know, we've seen all these wildfires, you know, and things get lost, you have it right there for you at all times. So I think, thank you for calling attention to that, the fact that it's a complete record. So wanted to ask you one more thing, because, you know, this is a very much a caregiving tool, but very much it's a other tool as well, because we know that many of our caregivers are in a sandwich situation. Some are in a, I call it a club sandwich. They're raising maybe kids and grandkids and who knows what else. All the shifting demographics in caregiving are happening. So as a parent and a caregiver, how can you prepare your children to leave the home fully equipped when they move out, when you have digital tools like this?
Very good question. If you have used it and entered information for all of your family members, including your children, and in there is their childhood, medical information, immunizations, and so on, and a lot of fun things of pictures, videos, happy times that they had along the way, then when they reach age 18 and they may be moving out of the house, maybe they're going to college, maybe they're starting work, they move to a different city, a different state, what have you, you can send them off with all of that digital Life Cloud information. Because it's always a big surprise to people who haven't thought about this, but when they start using the healthcare facilities in another location and they're away from the family, suddenly they need to know measles and mumps and smallpox immunizations and on and on and on. And they're always frantically calling mom or dad and trying to ask them questions and find out the information they don't know. Well, now they'll know it when they go out. And I just learned something interesting the other day also, which I had not particularly thought of. But under the HIPAA laws, once a child turns 18, their parents are considered strangers. They're no longer their parents. So if that child is at college, is involved in a car accident, maybe unconscious, whatever the situation is, the parents want to reach out and help. The medical institution is likely to tell them that if they don't have a HIPAA consent form, they will not share information with them, and they will not allow the parents to help, and they won't give the parents updated information. So one of the things in sending your child out of the house after they turn 18 is make sure you get a HIPAA consent form signed so that that eventuality is foreclosed. And if there is a problem, you will be able to intervene and help them.
Oh, great information. I was chuckling to myself. I thought when kids became 13 or 14, their parents became strangers. But I guess it's legally they become strangers when they're 18.
Yeah, it's a little further along legally.
Right. There's emotional disconnection, then there's the legal separation. Got it.
That's well, right.
Ken, yeah. Well, Ken, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you about these cloud tools and how important they are in making life easier for caregivers and pretty much anybody, and how they can save time, save lives, and are great tools that can be used by individuals and corporations as well. So thanks for being on the Caregiver Smile Summit.
My pleasure. Thank you, Anthony.